Jesus is always about getting to the heart of the matter, especially in Mark's gospel. He's like, I have no time for long stories. He's like, I'm going to get right to the heart of the matter. And in this gospel tonight from Mark, the heart is what matters. It's also the heart that's the matter, okay? And it's a really real examination of the human heart, right? Because we tend to think that we're all like just, we all have hearts of gold, right? We're all just wonderful people. But that's not true, sorry. It's not true. Anybody who examines his or her heart for more than just a few seconds recognizes there are things that are not good in our hearts, right? That's just how it is. That's just reality. Nobody likes to hear that, but it's actually what we need to hear, because there's no way to fix a problem unless we are willing to admit a problem, right? And so most of our life is about pushing away from the interior and focusing on the exterior things, including even problems, right? So what are the problems in the world? Well, there's this and there's that and there's this going on and there's that going on, and we shoot things all away and point to these big things that are beyond us. And very rarely do we look at the interior. So there's a great Catholic writer, G.K. Chesterton. You've probably heard of him, maybe have not. Great writer. Someone asked him one time, what is wrong with the world today? His response, I am. What a great response. I am. That's what's wrong with the world today. Because, friends, like all the other big causes, and there are things like structural sin, those exist, absolutely. But the only way they get fixed is by actually individuals changing their hearts. It's like a wall, right? The wall is made up of individual bricks. If you have a bad wall, it's because you have bad design or you have bad bricks. So you have to fix the bricks. You can't make a good wall out of bad bricks. So you have to take the individual piece and you have to work on that, and that is exactly what Jesus wants to do. Because this list is rough, isn't it? Right? And Jesus is, this isn't like, oh yeah, everyone's fine. We're all just fine. It's all good. Right? He says, this is what's going on in the human heart. Evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. Whew. That's a Lord who deals in realities, right? That's a God who is not afraid of naming things for what they are. But he names things only so that he can heal them. That's the thing. One of the great lines my spiritual director in seminary said, he said, the Lord reveals only so that he can heal. That's worth remembering. The Lord reveals only so that he can heal. When Jesus calls out all the disorder and the dysfunction in the human heart, he is revealing that only so that he can heal. He's not pointing a finger to say, you're horrible. He's pointing out realities to say, you need help. And guess who's here to help? Me, the divine physician, the one who can actually fix those things. So it's really important for us to hear that and to start there. We have to live in realities. The reality is we're all sinners. And then once we admit that reality, we recognize an even deeper reality is that God loves sinners. In fact, Jesus came not to save the righteous, but he came to save sinners. And that's why he drew close. Your sins don't repel Jesus. My sins don't repel Jesus. In fact, they make him want to get even closer because he knows how to heal those sins. So that list probably applies to all of us in some way. And friends, we should be super real about our capacity to do great damage, great evil. Humans have an amazing capacity to do harm, right? But we don't have to live that way. We open our hearts to the Lord, who's so good and so kind. And if we open our hearts to him, then a great capacity to do good opens into our life because Jesus is so good. Don't be afraid to go to the interior. It's real easy to point to problems that are beyond us. Jesus wants to go to the heart, because the heart, friends, is where the solution to those problems that are in the world begins. If each one of us became the type of people that God created us to be, if each one of us allow himself or herself to be healed by God's merciful love, to have what's wrong in our hearts revealed, but revealed only so that it could be healed, then that is going to change the world. That is going to radiate out into the world. Hearts that have been healed, heal other hearts. Open them to a truth that God's love is real and that God's love changes things. So that's our responsibility. That's the work we actually need to be about tonight. Trust the Lord. If he calls out something in your life and you're like, that needs to change, okay, fair enough. The good news is you don't have to fix yourself. The good news is you actually can't fix yourself. So you have to entrust that over to the Lord. Like, I'm going to give this to you, Lord. I know that needs a change. I know that part of me needs to be either uprooted or transformed or healed, whatever it might be. But you can do that, and you actually want to, because he's so good and kind to us. So whatever it is in your life or in my life, trust it to the Lord tonight. Give it to him. Don't be afraid. Open your heart to him. Don't keep him at arm's length. Don't fixate on the problems of the world that are way beyond you. Start at the heart. That's where Jesus always works. It's where he always starts. The level of the heart. His heart, your heart. St. John Henry Newman recently canonized. His episcopal motto was cor ad cor loquitur. Heart speaks to heart. Right? Well, tonight, let's make that our little motto. Let the heart of the Lord speak to your heart, and he will heal because he loves you so very much.